One opponent of Netanyahu's plans is his predecessor, former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who is with us now from Tel Aviv. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So your reaction to the plan to postpone a vote on these changes until the parliament's summer session?
The pressure was very significant yesterday. There are hundreds of thousands of people rioting in the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, which is quite unusual, even in a stormy country like Israel. And there was a genuine concern, I think, in the government and with Netanyahu that he might lose the majority in his own parliamentary bloc. Not in his party, but there may have been a couple of members of Knesset and the ministers that would have not voted with him. So he was forced to compromise temporarily. You know, we don't know yet whether this is a genuine compromise or not. But for the time being, he had to postpone the vote and to offer some kind of negotiations that will be mediated by the president of the state of Israel,
so
which is the agenda right now.
I do want to ask about the way forward, but before we do that, just one question about the substance here. We should note that you faced the Israeli courts when you were convicted of corruption some years ago. You said that the verdict was unfair, although you did abide by it. But at the time, you argued that state prosecutors were biased and out to get you. Netanyahu is facing corruption charges now. Is there any way in which you can see why he feels justified in arguing that the courts are biased and out to get him?
This is ridiculous. If at all, I think that the Attorney General of Israel, at the time that they were investigating the allegations against Netanyahu, was making every possible discount that he could to make it easier for Netanyahu. He should have indicted him for far more severe allegations than he was indicted for. Mm. And at least in one case, which is now under investigation of a special commission of inquiry, and this is the sale and the purchase of three submarines by Israel from Germany, the Attorney General announced in advance that Netanyahu is not even suspected. And presently, there is a special commission of inquiry,
okay,
which was established only in order to inquire the investigation.
I understand. Apples and oranges. I understand.
Netanyahu.
Apples and oranges. I take your point. So you have called for world leaders to shun this government. What would that look like?
Look, I think that this government is doomed to fall sooner or later. The makeup of this government is very strange. There is a faction of nationalists, radicals. The Minister of Finance, who is a major partner of the government, recently talked about the need of the government to wipe out Palestinian townships and villages, which devastated everyone in Israel and I think across the world. The other guy is a convicted terrorist, and he is now the Minister of National Security. And he is now the guy that yesterday, as part of a deal between him and the prime minister, he will have under his control a national guard that might easily be used by him in order to attack Palestinian villages that he wants to wipe out. So, I mean, this is a crazy, unique, strange, and I don't believe that it can hold for long.
So what is the way forward here, sir? What should happen
Right now, there is a recess of the Knesset in a couple of days. So for a month's time, there will be some kind of, I think, fake negotiations between the coalition and the opposition trying to reach an agreement. But I don't believe that this will end up with an agreement that will change the political agenda in Israel for any period of time. I think the makeup of this cabinet is totally intolerable, and the only reason that it still exists is because It needs to provide Netanyahu with the necessary defense against the indictment, which is now under consideration in the district court in Jerusalem.
If you were in a position of leadership now, what would be your advice? And what would be your advice to those who continue to oppose these changes? What should they be doing over the course of this recess?
My advice is to them to continue to oppose, and my advice to political leaders outside of the state of Israel, particularly to President Joe Biden, who is a good friend of mine. I've been knowing him for tens of years and worked with him, that he should not invite Netanyahu to visit America now. Let Netanyahu, first of all, restore some order, civility, and normality into the state of Israel before he is given any kind of recognition outside of the state of Israel.
And how does he do that? I mean, given certainly his coalition partners expect him to go forward, and obviously the opponents of this have made clear their position by their demonstrations.
I think that Netanyahu should get rid of his partners and change the political agenda in Israel and try and build up a coalition with parties that represent different values and different principles and different policies that can be accepted. If he can't do it, then he has to retire. Then he has to submit his resignation. I know this is a dream that may most likely not come true, but you know, I, as someone that looks at it presently from the outside, there is no way that I can acquiesce with the existence of a government whose primary ministers are convicted terrorists by the Israeli courts. And I'm not happy to think about another election after having five election campaigns in the last 3 years. So the alternative is to build up a coalition without those partners and with partners that Netanyahu will have to acquiesce with their policies and not with the policies of the terrorists that are now members of his cabinet.
And very briefly, what will you and others who share your views be doing in this time period? We only have about 15 seconds.
We'll be rioting and we will be raising the public opinion. We'll continue to oppose the government publicly and in the streets and in every square and street. And
we have to leave it there for now. That is the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Mr. Olmert, thank you so much for your time.